They say the eyes are the windows to the soul.
They are. So what are the tits? The doorknobs to pleasure.
You are a barbarian.
Every town has an Elm Street.
You know, when family and friends get together, there can also be a lot of drinking and drugging, and that's why it's so important to pick your friends the party you party. You know what I'm saying?
Meow.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Ghosts and goblins.
Yeah, used to be shithouse.
It's a good change.
Got to catch the red eye.
Really going for you with the look. I can't see your eyes with the glare of the computer, so you just have this blank visage, and it's when you can't see another man's eyes, it really damages everything.
Right, because theatricality and deception.
Ah, powerful agents.
Powerful agents to the uninitiated.
But we are initiated, aren't we?
Is that aren't we, Bruce?
Aren't we, Bruce? Man. Members of the League of Shadows.
There's no respect for the mask or the cape. He just straight up just said, aren't we, Bruce?
Aren't we, Bruce? No respect.
Because Batman doesn't like this shit.
No, because remember in the very beginning, at the top of the fucking the catwalk or whatever, when he's like, let's not stand on ceremony here, Mr. Wayne.
Batman hates that shit.
He hates that
don't,
shit.
Don't bring up Bruce when he's in that suit.
Don't call me Bruce.
Don't call me Bruce when I'm in this bat suit, goddamn.
Right.
He tells Robin that, he tells the rest of the Goodfellas that. Don't call me Bruce when I'm in this bat suit now.
Except Supes. I feel like Clark can always call him Bruce and Bruce can always call him Clark. I've seen it so many times.
Right, because Superman just sees him as an ant with a costume on, basically.
Okay, well, let's
I can crush you.
They're friends. He wouldn't smite. There's no smiting.
That's why he tore up that car. When he showed up in Gotham in BVS,
he just fucked his shit up.
Ripped the roof off.
He did. He ripped it. I think he like broke the front end too. He landed on it. Didn't he land on
did
it?
Did he land on it?
I don't know. I thought he did.
No. Batman is driving down the street
and he clips him.
Superman is just in the street
and he clips him.
Right. There you go.
And it's like he hit a goddamn telephone pole.
Right. And Superman didn't knock on the window or nothing. He just rips off the hood.
Next time you see your light in the sky, don't go to it.
Don't go to it.
Mm.
What do you say to that?
What do you say? Apparently you say, tell me, do you bleed? You will. You know? Come on.
As he flies away.
As he flies away, you will. You know?
I heard that.
Right. I heard that from all the way up here in the stratosphere.
Oh, man. That's where we're going tonight, BVS.
That's where we're going, BVS. 2016, it was the greatest Batman and Superman movie ever made.
Speaking of 2016,
mm-hmm.
I just discovered today, it's been 10 years since the rise of that Winter Soldier.
How about that, huh?
Peak Marvel.
It's been 10 years since we got that elevator fight scene.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Where is that? Like, is it just because the Russo brothers washed their hands of Marvel? Is that why we can't get stuff like that anymore? Or what?
I feel like we weren't ready for it, man.
I wasn't ready for it.
We were not ready for those Russo brothers to step in and with those action sequences, because that's when it hit, right? Was Civil War. And then they did Winter Soldier. And then they did Civil War.
Then Civil War.
And they just raised the bar.
Then they said, that's it. That's all you get.
That's all you get. No, just kidding. We're going to give you fucking Infinity War 2, you motherfuckers. Good God. And Endgame. Oh. And you're right. It's hard to come back from that. And they're not touching it. Mm-hmm. The Brinks truck is backing up. Beep, beep, beep. Hey, come on. Come on, come on. Hey, I can't even sit over there. What are you doing over there? And fucking nothing has happened. They're not biting, you know?
So Mumbles is helping the Brinks truck back in.
We haven't left that town. Where is that set? Do we know San Francisco? It's very colorful.
You're talking about Dick Tracy? Does Dick Tracy have a city, or was it just a made up city?
Let's bring up Dick Tracy every episode now.
I feel like Dick Tracy, you know, resides in the place called Junk City, you know?
Yeah, I feel like it's not a real city.
I don't think it's a real city.
Because those colors.
Yeah.
Is it just the other side of Gotham City? Like, is it just the other side of town? It
probably is. I'm sure Dick Tracy and Batman teamed up before.
I could see them working a case, especially like old Batman. Old Batman. 1940s Batman, you know?
Yeah, because Dick Tracy is all the way just your, you know, cop on the scene. He's a dick. He's not just like a big time criminal investigator.
Is he a straight up detective?
I don't think he's a detective like Batman though.
But he's kind of in charge, right? Like in a way, like the other cops that are just like the patrol guys. They're like, Tracy, no, we're sorry, Tracy, we didn't know. You know, like they kind of.
Tracy might just be unleashed Commissioner Gordon. That's pretty much what he is.
Oh, unleashed. Unleashed. Interesting how you say that. You think Gordon's leashed? I don't know if he's that leashed.
I think he's reserved.
Hmm.
Interesting. You haven't seen Gordon just go all out. At least I haven't heard about it in the comics.
No, I guess not. I guess all I think about, this is so great too, because all I think about, I read comics, I watched the animated series, and yet I still think of Gary Oldman every time I hear Gordon. I don't know why. I know other people have played the character. I know other people did it. God forbid, I don't even think of Pat Hingle in 89 or Returns or Forever or Batman and Robin. I think of fucking Oldman with that mustache. You know what I mean?
Because Pat Hingle really was Commissioner Gordon. He was Commissioner
Gordon. Commissioner. You're right. He was older, over the hill.
Oldman was Lieutenant and Detective Gordon.
Right.
Sergeant Gordon. Yeah.
Right. The way they smiled at each other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They had that. You know, we actually got the rooftop scenes, like complete rooftop scenes,
mm-hmm.
you know? Complete with Dent. You know? That's what we're talking about tonight, kids. Mm-hmm. The Dark Knight trilogy. I might just go back through it again because it's that good.
But you do like that Jeff Wright Gordon, too.
I do. I definitely do.
We really got to get out of here, man.
I thought you said you were going to pull your punches.
I like that he talks to him like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that shows that, you know, this Gordon has a little bit more flavor.
Right.
We really got to get out of here, man.
But Gary Oldman gave it the... So he'll kill both of them. I have to save Dent.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And he...
He did say,
He yelled at him. He yelled at Batman.
Yeah.
He would just yell at him.
Because at that point, they were working together for how long? 2 years at that point?
At least 5 years.
Yeah, they know each other. Yeah.
Right.
I know how he works.
Right.
Yeah.
I think you're trying to help, but I've been wrong before. And you know what I've been wrong about?
Mm-hmm.
There's a little something I've been wrong about.
Black people?
Oh, my God.
They're not lazy and on welfare. That
Jesus Christ.
I've been saying that for years.
Oh, my God. I've been alone the last couple nights, you know. Well, I mean, I've had my son, but my wife is overseas. But
she's in Arkansas.
It occurred to me, overseas. It occurred to me that I'm used to like having somebody kind of check in with me throughout the day and like somebody to see it in the evening and like, you know, just another body to like verify that I'm alive, you know, because my son he can't really do that. I mean, I have to pick him up from school, you know, I have to get him from school. It's not like he's coming home with a suitcase like, honey, I'm home. So what I'm trying to get at here is when you kind of realize that you're by yourself for about 90% of your day, all day, there's that creeping thought, like, if I slip down the fucking steps right now, broke my neck, this is going to get morbid, or if I slip in the goddamn shower, I don't know, I feel like I just had this weird creeping thought, like, I was like, if something happened to me, my son would be gone all day at school, and it would just be me, like, laying in a pool of my own aftermath, what have you, and just waiting.
Do you think you'll shit yourself before you die?
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I'm really not sure. I don't know. When do you let go of the facilities?
I think they say it pretty much every dead person shits themselves.
So. Is it instant? I don't know. It's probably
instant. Instant poop.
Hmm.
Once the angel of death has visited. Yes.
Hmm. Why is that? Because you can't carry any waste over into the other side?
I don't know. I just watch a lot of CSI Miami with Max. So, I mean, that's, you know, I just go off of that.
You watch it with that David Carradine. And he's like, looks like we got ourselves a body today.
Caruso.
Yeah. What did I say?
You went with Kung Fu.
I said Carradine. Maybe it was a Freudian slip because I was thinking about dying and shitting myself or ejaculating on myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, too soon? Too soon? No, man, it's good. It's really good. So proud of him.
You
know,
ejaculation before death. That's what you're thinking.
Well, I don't know. What if you were? What if I'm just...
I don't know. I think I would rather have people find shit in my pants than they say, oh, shit, he busted up before he left here.
Don't you think they'd be a little happy that they knew you went out smiling?
I don't know. They probably thought you probably committed a sex crime before you left.
Well, that's another thing. Speaking of sex crimes, what if they go through your shit? Nobody's going to clear your history? Come on, man. Like, if you die mid-scroll, mid-braz... You know what I mean?
They're gonna find a lot of transparent try-ons on YouTube with me.
Do you need me to come to your house at the time of your demise and clear your history for you?
Oh no, because this dog is gonna eat the phone. He's gonna eat me. So
that's not. You don't have to. Max would never eat you. Max loves you.
Yes, he will.
You think he's?
I'll fuck him up. I'll eat him. I'll fuck him up.
I'll bite his cock.
I'll bite it off. I hate him.
I'll eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that's pretty much unconsciously why I got this dog. Just in case I fall down the stairs or I slip in the tub and I shit myself, this dog will take care of the business of cleanup duty.
Mm.
You know?
Well, that's sad. I guess I brought it up, though. So I guess I'm the one that went
down. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
No, but I mean, have you ever had those lingering thoughts of mortality when you're by yourself and, like, you know... No, am I the only one? Maybe it's because of, you know, we're getting older, you know, and I'm in pretty good shape. I get around. I'm mobile, but I mean, things could happen, you know. Somebody, the orange man, could
mobile.
Come. No. You want me to get a wheelchair already? I'm not even ready for that. The orange man could come down through the chimney.
I don't think about it that much. I don't think about it, even though, like I said, I've been alone for a while now. I don't think about it that much. If it happens, it happens.
Well, you're just okay.
My thing is, somebody will come. And I think in your case, somebody will come, you know, I mean, just as of right now, I feel like somebody will come at least in a few hours.
For me?
Yeah, for you. For me, it might be a day.
Why you say that?
Hmm?
Why a day?
Because I'm sure Jen would be like, he's really not answering his phone after 2, 3, 4 fucking hours. Where are you, Nick? Yeah. Whereas me, I'm not in touch with too many people, but I'm sure, like, you know, people, the people at the Maryland female prison I work at, I'm sure they'll come and have somebody knock on my door.
Hmm.
Yeah, come looking for me.
That's good.
Then report to the cell block today, pal. Knock, knock, knock.
Well, shit. I would come looking for you.
Mm-hmm.
I would come looking for you. And yes, I'm laughing because you did the knock, knock, knock.
Yeah.
And I actually pictured them going knock, 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 like while they're knocking. I would come looking. Sorry, I went down that road. I just, I don't know. It was a creeping thought. It came in. I wanted to get a little loosey goosey tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get loosey goosey. You know why? Because none of this shit that we talk about on this podcast really matters.
Mm-hmm.
None of it. What do I always say at the end of every show? It's just fiction. It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan. And
just go straight. We need to talk about rises.
we could talk about rises.
Because once you start me on that Bane path, I can't stop.
You stop, won't stop.
But yeah, I guess, I mean, that's what you think. I mean, that's why you, that's why you put that ring on, so you wouldn't have to think like that.
I guess it's still a lingering thought in my, in the back of my mind. You know,
that lets me know you're not ready for that single life. If it ever, hopefully it never comes back to you.
Jesus Christ.
You're going to be, in your house, just snuggled up by the fireplace, like, an old Edgar Allan Poe poem.
We can only be so lucky, right? You know, to have the people that we love in our lives so that we don't end up like Edgar Allan Poe. I'm sure he had a lot of friends. No big deal.
I don't think he had a lot of friends.
Okay, well, let's just pretend he did. But I say all that to say this. None of this shit matters. Life is short. Tell the people in your life you love them, because you never know when you're going to go. Life's a bitch, right? You know? And to that end, why the fuck... why the fuck should we get upset when they cast a great actress in a role for a comic book movie? So let's just, let's not waste not, you know, let's not stand on ceremony. Let's dive right into it. You know? That's just in. Bom, bom.
I didn't know they had horns.
Julia Garner is playing Silver Surfer, for not the Silver Surfer.
What is the comic history behind the this version of the Surfer?
See, now we're gonna get the real geek cards in the mail, because you and I have said for many, many years, if somebody tries to talk to you about comics and you throw a little name out like Norrin Rad, you know, you know, the Silver Surfer's real name, folks. That's the test, right? Like, oh, then you say you're into comics.
Yeah, right, because they are initiated.
They are initiated members of the League of Shadows. But if they don't know, then we get to turn on them like Bane and say, but you betrayed us. You know what I mean? and just give them a nice little choke right before you sodomize them. But with this character, it's a female Silver Surfer. And before the... before we could even get started in celebrating this, the internet fucking lost their minds. I could read some comments. In fact, I might read some comments tonight.
Okay.
People losing their minds. But this is a real character. This is a real character from the comics. I think 2 years after, created 2 years after the original Silver Surfer.
Oh, wow. So this is an old character then. So
old Surfer, character.
Surfer got around here when? Late 70s? Late 80s?
66.
Woo.
Shala Baal was created in 68. I actually had to do another double check on that, because I remembered her from a spinoff series. Alex Ross did the covers. It was Universe X or Paradise X, where she showed up as like an alternate version of the character, alternate reality type shit. But apparently their story goes way back. They used to be lovers. Then she was a herald with him and like fought Galactus alongside him.
This is not Norn's actual wife that he left.
No, this became his second love interest after, and she actually, I think she came from the same planet that that he came from, but I'd have to double check that. But the point is, she's been around, folks. And some of these comments, man, like, it's so funny when they announce this shit. That's where I went first, you know, and I shared it on my socials. Like, I can't wait for all the hate comments, especially from people that don't read comics. Anyway,
I mean, I'm ready because it's a different take. I'm ready for the different take.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. And she's a great actress.
Right.
Who didn't love Ozark, you know?
Because I caught her in the other Netflix shit she did, where she was the, whatchamacallit?
Was that the one where she was like a, she had different...
the thief.
Yeah, and she had like different outfits and accents.
Right, right.
I remember seeing a little bit of that too.
And she did a great accent on that too.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Where is this guy here? Silver.
But I'm sure she can pull it off.
I think she will. Yeah, I think she definitely will. Mm-hmm. We know people, you know. We know people that are in our, like, I wouldn't say circle, but people that we've, been acquainted with on the internet, and they like to throw the word woke around. I don't know. I think it's overused. I think it's overplayed. I think some people just need to realize that there's different stories to tell that have different faces, you know, different takes. You know what I mean? That's the whole point of comics. I mean, that's what X-Men is. That's what the Marvel Universe is. There's other characters outside of what you identify with as, you know, a Steve Rogers or a Bruce Banner or a Tony Stark. Of course, those are like the Trinity, you know. There's other stories out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the idea that this potentially might be a hint that Fantastic Four are not part of the MCU reality as we know it, you know, because it's supposed to take place in the 60s. Maybe we're going to get an alternate, you know, an alternate version of this. And that's how we're going to bring in the X-Men and bring everybody mm-hmm. else in, you know. They explored a little bit of that in the Marvels. So I don't know. What is your take?
I like the way we're going. I don't mind. Because it's some things you can mess with. It's some things the woke culture can mess with. And some things it shouldn't mess with. Like, it can dabble with messing around with the surfer. Or it can dabble with messing with, you know, what else has changed? Something else changed. Like, with the Marvels.
Mm.
You know? But things like messing with your typical Superman, Batman, or like Cap and Iron Man, you kind of leave those to tradition. You let those be. But you have to have an open mind to, you know, maybe there should be a change here and there. You know?
Right. I think it's good. I think it's healthy. You know?
You just can't be shut off to everything. You can't be shut off just to everything new.
You know? Well, and at the end of the day, too, I have to remember that it's just a fucking comic book movie.
Right. And then you just gotta, like, you gotta open your mind.
Open your mind, Nicholas.
Quaid.
Oh, that's okay. I was doing Richard Harris.
Yeah, I was going for.
Open your mind.
Total Recall.
Quaid.
Vincent. What was that little baby name? Hmm. Total Recall. What was it called?
Did he call him Quaid?
He called Arnold Quaid.
So his name was Kuatu, right?
Yeah, Kuatu.
Yeah. These are the important things that you have to remember.
Got to remember.
God forbid I know. You can't fault me for not remembering.
I know who the fuck you're talking about.
I can't tell you what the GDP is of a foreign threat country. But I can tell you right now, in this world, right now, Kuatu was the name of that creepy motherfucker from Total Recall.
Right. Quaid.
You know?
And Michael Ironside shot the fuck out of his ass.
Yeah, he did. He did. He shot the fuck out of him. God damn, he did.
Oh, my God.
Shot him right in the head.
Right in the head. Because the other guy was dead already. The guy holding him.
But Ironside got his comeuppance. He got it, you know.
How did he get his?
Remember the elevator and fucking Arnold?
The elevator. Yeah, the arm. He got with the arms.
What did he say when he fucking diced his arms off?
That I can't
remember. Was it something like, you had to catch a lift? Or something.
I can't remember. I just thought, I know Dick Jones got a bad in Total Recall, too.
Oh, yeah, we know that. Yeah, because he got sucked out of the fucking
breathe.
The airlock or the windows or some shit. They were big on that. They did a nightmare scene, then they did a real scene, and then another real scene with Arnold doing the you know.
Because it got close.
Oh, it was so close. Who was that chick? Who was the chick that played his love interest?
Melina.
Melina. She was so hot.
I remember her name. Yeah, Melina.
Melina. She was so hot.
Yeah.
She popped up in a few other things.
She wasn't the mom in Last Action, huh? That wasn't her.
No. That's Mercedes Rule, that much I know.
Okay.
That's the actress. Because she was in Married to the Mob, Mercedes Rule. She had that great scene with Michelle Pfeiffer in the aisle, and she's taking the egg, and she's like, she's fucking breaking them up. She's like, I can't. So, you know, she was so upset that Michelle Pfeiffer was potentially talking to her man, Dean Stockwell, a.k.a. Al from Quantum Leap.
Much Quantum Leap lately. It's not a lullaby no more?
It's on the Hulus.
I know it's on the Hulu.
I just haven't gone back to it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's on Peacock too?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, no, the new one is on Peacock.
Mm. 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 I forgot where I was going to go next. Mm-hmm. I was. There was a place.
You were going
was,
comments. You were going, giving me
comments. Oh, yeah, comments. But then I got sucked into Total Recall. Recall, recall.
That's it. That Ironside was serving Arnold, though. It's those moments where, like, it'd be Arnold and Sylvester. And it got beat by just regular guys. I remember in First Blood 2, like, Rambo was just getting tore up by that one Russian.
So ridiculous. And you know he's, like, smoking cigarettes and drinking a six-pack every night.
Yeah. Oh, he got it.
Here we go. Here, you want that last line? See you at the party, Richter. Of course his last name is Richter. Dude, what a great name for a thug in a movie from the 90s. Richter. Richter. He was a Richter. See you at the party, Richter.
He was a one-namer. Yeah, he didn't. I don't think he had a first name.
Because
that was Sharon Stone's boyfriend.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm thinking of Clarence.
Boddicker.
Clarence Boddicker.
Clarence Boddicker.
Look at my face, Dick.
Him and Dick Jones.
Right. So comments. Let's just look. I'm just going to pull something up randomly on social media. Let's see it. Let's just see. I this is not on my page because nobody fucks with me because they know I'm going to come back. You know what I'm saying? So when I shared my shit on my story, nobody said anything negative. Everybody was pretty positive. And maybe because I put the disclaimer out there, like, I can't wait to see all these hate comments from people that don't read comics. You know what I'm saying? What, you think a guy who reads comics can't start some shit? Anyway, let's just look. What would she look up? Like Silver Surfer. We'll do that. Silver Surfer. Or you know what we could do? We'll just go to the source, comicbook.com.
Just got to hope that this Galactus will freaking look like Galactus.
He's going to be the main villain. They also came out with that.
He doesn't look like Apocalypse from Apocalypse.
No, we don't need that. That's for damn sure. Yeah, I'm more worried about shit like that. I want it to be... I want the character... Yeah.
It needs to look classic.
Okay, here's the thing. If you're a comics fan, you know there are different variations of Silver Surfer character. But if you're going to introduce or reintroduce the character, why not go with this more famous and well-known iteration? And then down the line, you could possibly introduce some of the others. Okay. Not bad. Not horrible, you know? So excited for the small men to pop up in the comments crying over the made-up character's gender. Woo! And then the guy from I like the replies. So many things you just said are wrong.
I mean, I guess my only complaint would be she's such a petite person.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always want, like, for characters like this, I feel like you do need to go, like, to WWE and recruit these women. Make them into actresses. Real actresses.
But let's be real. She's going to just it'll probably be motion capture. You know what I mean?
She's still going to have scenes, right? She's going to be Silver the whole time, right?
Yeah, I think so. Right. Well, that's a good point. Maybe she won't be.
You got to see that body.
She's been around since Marvel Silver Surfer number one. I didn't know that, but I guess that tracks. There's a whole other female Herald they could have gone with. The man's backstory is iconic. Okay. And the Marvel bad box office continues until infinity. Yeah, people are like just saying they're not even gonna watch it. And then some nerds are like going more hard because they're like, these people that are citing like Shia Ball like existed have only like she was only in like four issues, but that's not true. She was in a lot of spinoff comics outside of the Silver Surfer run. She just showed up in like, you know, parallel universe type shit. Hmm. Like that Universe Axe, Paradise Axe. Because Franklin Richards became Galactus.
Right.
And then that's when Shia Ball came back as the new Herald. So that was actually a storyline. I told you, we got to talk about comics sometimes. You know? Don't get it twisted, kids. We have comic conversations. Comic cons. You know?
Cosmic conversations.
Cosmic conversations.
The power cosmic.
I like this one. Somebody posted, I'm not upset that it's a girl. I was just so excited to see the Silver Surfer I know and love to be done right on the big screen, and now I'm upset. To be honest, I think he was done right a few years ago.
I'm kind of tore up about that too, because I want to see Norrin Rad.
Sure.
You know, but I'm still open to whatever she's going to bring, but fuck. I rode with Norrin Rad. I want to see fucking Norrin Rad.
We saw Norrin Rad in a Fantastic Four.
I've only seen him once.
With Larry Fishburne.
I've seen him once. I've seen Batman 10 million times.
Well, that's a whole nother. No, that's a whole nother thing. Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying it's a whole nother.
Silver Surfer. I want a man.
No, you want him? Oh, damn. God damn. That's how I felt about Black Panther, but I got into hot water about that. You know?
Yeah, but what can you do? The guy's dead.
No, I'm saying I wish they had just it's not the popular opinion, but I wish they just recast.
That fast? You think they could have recast that fast?
I don't think they had to make another Black Panther movie so soon.
I mean, but from the time of what? From the time of Endgame to...
I don't think we needed an Eternals movie right away either, but
Black
I think...
Black Panther, that was a lot of time.
Yeah, you're right. I think...
That was just so unexpected.
I remember when he passed away, I was like, no, they can never recast it, they can never do it. But then I think about it, and I'm like, I don't know, I just feel like... We saw him
it was in the middle of COVID, so we're looking at 2020. When did Black Panther come out? 21?
He passed in 2020. The movie came out in 2018, but the
Wakanda Forever came out when 21.
Oh yeah, 2021 or 22.
Yeah, it was short. Yeah, that was so short. Because I don't think they had started production before he passed.
Yeah, you're probably right, but I think they had. Well, that's not. They had a script though, because remember he read the script.
They had the script,
and then they had made some changes. He knew about his illness,
right? I think he was actually prepping to go come back in as T'Challa,
right?
But in between that time, you have somebody lined up just in case.
I don't know. Like I said, the second one, I liked the second one. It was fine. I don't think it's as good as the first one. And it's not because it's Shuri and not T'Challa, but I mean, there is something to
it
that.
It is because it's Shuri and not T'Challa.
I think
we would have had a better battle if it was T'Challa.
I think it was too soon.
Too soon.
You know?
It was on the books. It was on the books prior to Infinity War.
We weren't ready to have I mean, I guess that's why they did that ending with the sun. Because they kind of know in the back of their minds, like, they can just do a time leap, you know, or time jump, you know, and just be like 15 years later and have like a young teenage T'Challa the second, you know.
Bring a man. A man.
Okay, maybe he's 8. Maybe he's 18, you know.
A man.
Right. Okay, he's 19.
Not a woman.
Not a woman. Not a woman. That Willow scene, man, with fucking cross-dressing Val Kilmer.
Yeah, but let's not get it twisted. Let's not get it. It's just some things that a man just has to take care of.
Well, let's circle back to something else I wanted to talk about. Speaking of this whole woke conflict, that Matrix movie, you know? Because I don't know.
The whole what?
The whole woke conflict, you know? Because I don't know what else you want to call it, you know. would you not call it a conflict?
Matrix thing? What about this Matrix shit?
This new Matrix movie, like the last one, left a sour taste in our mouths, but not
definitely did.
Not because,
and it's because they turned into women.
Well, here's my thing. See, it's turning into a conflict. Here's my thing. That movie wasn't good on principle, but it didn't help that Neo was no longer the chosen one. Like, if you're going to bring Neo back and then just make him unchosen and he doesn't even do any cool fight scenes anymore, then what the fuck are we doing? And then we have Trinity like catching him in the air like Mary Poppins. Right. Like, that was some weird. That's what that shit was. It's like, well, no, we have to empower her now because now it's 2022 and we have to nerf his ass. And like, not like, I remember being like, come on, man. Like, that's the whole thing. Now, if you do a whole new take on it, like Animatrix style, where you're telling different stories, that's a possibility. That's cool. I like that.
I don't know. I don't know. I thought we should have killed it with this last movie.
Mm.
I thought we should have just killed it. Let's leave it what it was. We had a good ride from 1 to 3. And this last one was just a quick cash grab. My thing was, let's let it die right there. With this, now you're about to do something else to this franchise. You know, I don't know what else you can do to it. Aside from, you either prequel my ass and you show me a different one, or we move forward in the future where, even still, like, why
it's the next wave?
Why are the machines still fucking with humans anyway? Like, I don't get it. At this point, if we're still fucking around with machines, I want to see a Terminator or something. Yeah, give me something.
Well, it's so like, it's so microscopic in a way, because that trilogy, even though it's a big, massive trilogy, it was still centered on this one set of characters and this one faction. And if it is the world, like, I would imagine the world, like, there's probably different factions of robots with pods and different battery pods. And there's like, what about parts of Asia and Africa and Europe? You know what I mean? Like, there's probably different parts that we haven't explored
but
yet.
But wasn't it all one world? I thought all the humans were in Zion.
See, but that's where I don't know if that's, I feel like that could be re-explored.
Oh, you want to re-explore that then?
Well, I just think it's something, the whole concept is still pretty fascinating. Like I said, the Animatrix movie, if you don't know, Kids You Googs, it was like all these short stories from different characters outside of Neo and Morpheus and Trinity.
Right.
I think there's something there. And you take a guy like Drew Goddard, who his track record is pretty flawless with Cloverfield, the Daredevil series. He got that off the ground. He was a showrunner on that and was the writer and director for the first season. Cabin in the Woods. He's done a lot of great shit. So I think he's the kind of guy he could really do something powerful with that. I don't know.
But again, it's hard to get that magic back from what that
trip. I agree.
So what can you do? What, it's not going to entertain us.
Hmm.
And is when it, I say us, it's not going to entertain the generation that felt the Matrix.
Maybe it will.
How?
It's kind of like how excited I was for that last Keanu movie. Like, I just wanted more of that world. And they didn't really give me more of that world. They almost started to when they explored, right, like other, like when we, I can't remember if we were in the Matrix or in the real world where they explored like those robots or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then Sean Patrick Harris showed up and it was just.
Like you say, the guy's got a good track record.
Neil Patrick Harris. I was about to say Sean Patrick Flannery. Flannery Harris.
But everyone isn't a Nolan.
No.
When I say that, I mean, like, me, you and I grew up with Burton's Batman. He was our Batman for over, almost 20 years until Nolan came through with that idea of Batman Begins. And that now you implanted that idea in my head that, shit, the Batman, you know, I'll never forget his Batman. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take somebody great like that to reinvigorate this franchise. And I just don't feel like, if you're going to call it, you're saying this is a Matrix 5. So that means you're continuing the story.
Had they confirmed that? I thought it was just another step.
I keep seeing on the news it's the fifth Matrix.
I mean, technically it would be, but I think this is a brand new franchise, kind of like what they did with the, it's kind of what they did initially with the Jurassic World movies, but then eventually they brought all the old guys back. But you know what I mean? Like, they were new characters, right, same world.
That's the other thing. What do you do with it? Are you going to try to bring all the original folks coming back in there? I'm starting to think that shit is kind of played out right now too.
Isn't that played out when they do the new movie and they bring the old guys back, right, for that nostalgia grab?
Like you said, with the Jurassic World, with the Ghostbusters, Matrix, the last one, you know.
Yeah, I have no desire to see that new Ghostbusters movie.
It's no point to bring back the old folks.
And I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure
you can reference them. I would reference them. I wouldn't bring back the characters.
One great example that I'll throw out there is the Predators movie. That Predators movie where you had Adrian Brody, you had fucking
a whole new take.
Larry Fishburne. Right. You know, a whole new take. Very similar like story structure, but they're on the alien world this time. And then there was even a reference. Remember? Homegirl made a reference. They were under the waterfall. Right. And she said, there was a guy in the 80s.
Right.
That's all I need, baby.
That's all I need.
I didn't need Arnold to show up for no reason. That's all I needed.
And Prey was a fresh idea, too.
Prey was so fresh. And that's what I'm saying. If they go the route of Prey, and Trachtenberg, who did Prey, he worked with Drew Goddard on the Cloverfield movies, too. So... this guy's a good writer. He's a good director. He works with good people. He's got the potential to do something really cool with this, you know? If they go that route, I'm with you. But it has to be like Prey. It has to be like a new take.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me the cash grab with like, Keanu's back. He's just old, you know?
Right. Don't do that.
I don't need that.
Don't do that. We need a whole new lineup. We need a whole new one.
And please call it The Matrix : The Woke Culture. The Woke Conflict.
The Woke Conflict.
That should be the name of this episode, The Woke Conflict. I'm sure we'll get a lot of downloads.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I don't know. I'm just not. I'm trying to think of what franchise or what set of characters I would be. Because I don't usually get fired up about, oh, hell no. Nah. I mean, I guess I got a little annoyed when they remade Point Break, but I didn't watch it. I was fired up about a Beetlejuice sequel, but now I want to see it after I saw the trailer.
So you don't want to see it?
Now I want to see it.
Now you want to see it.
I want to see it. I talked all this shit when they were making it. I was like, why are they doing this? But I was like, oh, now I want to see it.
But I don't think you can mess up Beetlejuice. You can't fuck that up.
One would hope. I mean, you got Keaton back, so that's good.
Right. And so once you have him there, I don't think you can mess that up. Either whatever direction they go out. I feel like if anyone wanted to try their hand again and mess with, I guess, like the Addams Family or something, you know?
Yeah, that'd be fucked up.
You can't mess that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's try to think of movies or shows where they had the old guys come back and it works versus it doesn't. Because I feel like that Blade Runner 2039? I always want to call it 2099 because Spider-Man.
That worked. Yeah, that worked.
I thought that worked well, right? I thought
it worked because everyone wanted to know what
the fuck happened.
Yeah, you know, what happened what happened with Harrison Ford character.
And if he was a replica.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, I actually like that one better than the original. I know that's kind of blasphemous, but trying to
and,
think.
And the old, I guess the last Star Wars stuff, it worked.
The Force Awakens worked, but then they killed Han.
The Force Awakens worked. You're right. Yeah.
Like we didn't, I hate to say this, but did we really care when Lando showed up in that third one?
No.
And that sucks.
No.
Because I love Lando in the originals.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time he showed up in the third one, it's like we already had Han and Carrie Fisher and Luke, and Luke was gone. And it's like, really, we wanted to see Luke do some more cool shit before just disappearing in the fog, you know?
Now, I think it probably would have worked, but, you know, blessed that he's not here. But if they would have pulled off a Robin Williams cameo in one of the Jumanjis, I think it would have worked.
Ooh, God damn. Yeah. This is why we do the podcast, folks. You know what? That God damn. Imagine if he was like covered in hair again, like he was
in the first one. He went back in the game.
Oh, shit, dude. You know how amazing that would have been? Yeah. I need to go back to that first Jumanji.
Yeah.
So he was in there. He was in there trapped as a boy, right?
Because he went in as a boy around, 14 years old?
Like in the like 50s.
50s. And he came back out. Like
in the 90s.
40 years later.
Dude, I got to go back through that. You're right.
Ooh.
Because they just brought new characters, and I remember seeing it. It was a fun little ride, you know.
Right.
I streamed it.
The concept was good. The Rock just fucks it up.
The Rock fucks it up.
Yeah.
You could have had Jack Black, sexy ass Nebula.
Have Jack Black. I would have just taken Jack Black.
Yeah.
I didn't need Kevin Hart or Dwayne Johnson.
Just Nebula.
And Nebula.
And maybe throw in an Asian.
Because it didn't take all of that. It didn't take all of that.
He fucks up movies. The Rock shows up in a movie and it takes you completely out of it.
Right.
You know?
Had a chance with Black Adam, but he fucked that up.
Yeah, I never finished it. I watched for Dr. Fate just like you wanted me to. And
He's a movie killer.
He's a movie killer.
But he's one hell of a... He has one hell of a persona in wrestling. Like, when he's the Rock...
He does.
In WWE, that motherfucker deserves an Oscar.
You know what? You're right. And I've seen him on SNL, even, where he's crushed it in some skits.
Right.
I think he's good in, like, that performance style where he's, like, being the larger-than-life character.
Right.
When he shows up in a movie... Which I guess Arnold did that. I don't know what it is about Arnold.
Arnold is one of a kind.
He had that charisma.
Yeah, the charisma is there. And Rock and Dwayne Johnson has it.
He has it.
It's not translated into his movies. Because I watched Rampage. And I'm still trying to figure out what happened.
I never saw it. There's a lot of Rock movies I have not seen.
And it's... The Hercules one, it could have went far, but I didn't stick with it.
Didn't stick
the only with time it worked is the Scorpion King.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I liked Afterlife. I liked Ghostbusters Afterlife. I thought it was a nice little homage.
Yeah, but this Frozen Empire stuff, I didn't know you could take Ghostbusters that far.
Apparently all the ghosts are out.
Right. And with stuff like that, I don't think that Aykroyd and Bill, I don't think they meant for it to just be some spectacular stuff that the Ghostbusters were doing. Like, I think they just meant to be like neighborhood Ghostbusters.
That's what made it. Is they're regular guys.
They're regular guys.
I mean, they're quite literally drinking Budweiser in a garage and smoking cigarettes. In the first movie.
Right.
You know, he's got a cigarette hanging out. Like, they're drinking Budweiser, working on the car. They're just regular guys. Ernie Hudson shows up and he's like, does it pay? All right, fine.
I just don't think it had to be grand scale stuff.
Right. They're just regular, average working men.
And I think that's what they're missing. That's what you're missing. Like, they're just regular guys. Like, give me some possessed girl in Brooklyn somewhere and they're fighting her. You know, make it funny. Now you got something. Don't make it to where, like...
A funny exorcist bit.
The freaking Marvel Universe is invading New York again.
Right. Yeah, we don't need that. The floating trash in the sky.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Eating low-carb yogurt.
Oh, that's nice.
You know.
No granola.
I don't have any. I don't have any. I like to get it all over my lips on a podcast right next to the mic, and I go, a little ASMR for you guys. You know?
And you just go, it's cold.
It's cold. It's fishy swell, sir. It's supposed to be cold.
What is it?
It's fishy swell.
Swell.
Swell. Don't come at me.
I feel like Amelie Ducard
another... It's fishy swell, sir. Okay, we're gonna look this up right now.
I'm thinking SWAI.
Fishy.
I'm thinking that's what Alfred says. Let's figure out what you're saying, and let's translate.
Is she?
Because it's a real soup.
Oh my God! It's what fishy. Fishy swa. And I've been saying swer. Carl's Fishy Swa. But it's spelled fishy, like fishy, and then S-S-S-S-O-I-S-E.
Ah.
It's fishy surf, sir. It's supposed to be cold. It's supposed to be cold.
Yeah, right.
How do you pronounce? How to pronounce?
And Amelie Ducard makes that soup daily. It is lunchtime.
How to pronounce fishy... Pussy. No, hold on. Fishy.
Mm-hmm.
Did I spell that right? That's hard, man. Oh, wait, hold on. We're going to get it. We're going to get
nothing,
it.
Nothing like fishy pussy.
Fishy swaz.
Fishy swaz.
Swaz. Fishy swaz.
So we're saying that Alfred Gold said it wrong. I mean, not Alfred Gold.
I think he said it right. No, Michael Go.
Michael Go.
It's fishy swaz. It's fishy swaz. Oh, he did say swear, didn't he?
It's fishy swaz, sir.
Well, this is why we do the podcast. Hold on a second here.
I heard it's fishy swaz. And it looked like some good soup too.
Supposed to be
good. He said fishy swear. He said fishy swear.
So he messed up his lines.
It's fishy swear, not fishy swear.
He messed up his lines.
But they let
do it again.
Do it again, Michael.
Do it again.
We are the chosen ones, not them.
Get they no longer matter. We went over it in the trailer. It's fishy swear.
Fishy swear, sir.
Speaking of actors, I saw that Berthold and that Daredevil on set.
Yeah, I can't wait for that one.
How fun is it to be a fucking actor, man? Huh?
I know, right? When they're doing the crouching, they're kind of
the crouching and stuff.
That's exactly what I thought. You're playing pretend and getting paid for it,
right?
Because you see them and they're both like,
right, and they have their hands over their ears.
Yeah, and they're yeah.
Like, is totally. It fun to be like a big time actor, or is it just another 9 to 5?
I'm sure there's days where it's a 9 to 5 where you're on set all day waiting to do your scene and you never get called and you've been there since like 4 a.m. or it's a night shoot and you're shooting at night and you haven't slept, but you're in a trailer, or maybe if you're not a big name actor, you're in a little condensed trailer. So that kind of shit would probably grind on you. Or if you're shooting something in the middle of fucking Iceland and it's a fucking freezing, you know.
When does it not be fun? I feel like
it would have to be 90% fun.
Like I feel like, all right, so I might forget a few lines here. That's when I gotta work. But other than that, I'm on set. I'm co-starring with freaking, you know, Halle Berry. I see her take off her clothes.
Right, and Sydney Sweeney.
And they're have to do a sex scene between both of them.
With both of them.
While Zendaya is watching. When right. does that
she's fun? Masturbating. She's just rubbing her clit furiously. Masturbating.
How do you not get a hard?
Right. Everyone's just having a good time. What kind of movie is this? And there.
Those actors.
Right.
They have to hold it together during a sex scene. And I mean those big time actors.
I mean those big time actors.
I mean. Those scenes, like obviously Colin. Monsters Ball, all the Sweeney scenes in
oh, dude, when that Euphoria. Black fucking Sydney Sweeney in Euphoria,
like how do you
and he throws her on the bed?
How do you hold that together? And they were like kiss her tits, kiss
her breasts. Suck on her nipples, bite them. You have to really bite her nipples.
Wait, okay, now we're talking. Now we're having a conversation. Where is the line?
Where's the line? I'll tell you where the line is.
Pleasure and sexual assault takes place.
That's where the rubber meets the road. Let me tell you something else. You go to a party, you see them later, but last week you were sucking on their nipples. How weird is that? And you go home to your girlfriend or your wife and you're like, what did you, tough day at the office today? I was
right. Fucking... If I'm Tom Holland and I have the beautiful Zendaya waiting for me.
Beautiful. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yet I have to do this scene with fucking Sweeney's tits.
I didn't know he did a movie with her, but yeah, let's play. Let's play. Let's
I don't
play
know. Him. I don't know if he did. I'm just.
Let's how play.
Do you, how do you separate that as a human man? Your pleasure zones. How?
Well, how do you do this then? You're getting a lap dance, and then it turns out the stripper is, you know, your or your. Or you're fucking cussing. I mean, how do you turn it off?
You let nature take its course.
Okay, then. So the same thing happens in acting. I bet they have to, like, go inward. And they have to. You know what I mean?
Huh?
Huh?
That's why. If it ever happens to me, I'm never getting married as an actor or as an athlete. Because what is the point?
Well, I think
I can't go home to Zendaya after I'm sucking on Sweeney's tits all day.
I think it happens.
Can you do it again from an angle, James? This time, let's try you humping her from behind, choking her neck.
Mm.
And can we get Gail in here to let's pat James down just one more time in his crotch, just to make sure, you know.
And I feel like that would get me hard.
Just to make sure that the tape doesn't come off his cock.
Just a woman coming in who's just like, you know, your Joe Bennett. Just the Agnes next door coming by to like make sure everything's tight there. How do you not get a little excited about that?
So tell me, where is the fun missing in acting when, you know, you got actors like, I'm depressed.
But it's also like 8 a.m. It's probably cold. There's cameras everywhere. People are watching.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm just saying.
I'm doing a sex scene.
You say that. But I think sometimes it might.
Joe.
Okay, so she's coming up from under the sheets. And she tells you, like, James, I'm a little nervous.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, you say like that? I thought you were going to be like, come on, baby.
Hell no. She's saying... James, so this is your first sex scene. I can't wait.
Well, yeah, she crawls into your big,
says to you,
burly
she says
arms.
To you, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
She says, Nick, I've done this a few times. I know this is your first time. I'm going to hold your hand through this, and I think we can get through it. Just, you know, put your hand here, you know. I might get a little aroused, but, you know, that's part of the good job.
That's
I'm looking at your face as I'm telling you that.
Yeah, and I'm getting really excited. I'm getting really excited.
You're licking your lips.
I'm getting harder. Callback. Let me tell you something right now. I think that's why you read a lot of stories about celebrities that hook up on sets. They date for a long, and then they break up.
Right.
That's how these people date. Like, oh yeah, he did a movie with her, and then they date, and then they start dating.
Because you can't tell me. You can't mm-hmm. tell me. That freaking Will Smith and Margot Robbie didn't have something going on afterwards.
Oh, they were fucking
sex.
Now, my wife and I were saying that when we saw them at the press junket, they were like all flirty with each other and shit. You know what I'm saying? They were doing some. They were fucking. Right. And Leo fucked Margot. We know it.
And Leo. Come on.
Come on now. Come on, baby. And Arnold? Arnold cleaned up. Don't even get me started.
He definitely cleaned up because there was no rules in place.
Come on. There was no rules in place. There were no cameras in a pocket. No accountability. You know, just the glare of your glasses and your villainy.
I say that, and again, to just roll it all back, I say that to say acting looks like a hell of a fun gig.
Looks like a fun gig.
I don't get where these actors are saying, oh, it's tough.
I always wanted
to. And you're saying just because it's cold outside, it's tough.
No, I'm not saying it's tough. I'm just saying that's probably the only, because that's what I always hear. Like I watch a lot of interviews and I like watching those Hollywood roundtables on YouTube.
Right.
And they would always commiserate, the men and women separately would always commiserate on like, yeah, when you have to do a shoot at like, you know, 5 a.m. or it's like your first sex scene, and it's like, and it's nerve wracking because you respect the other actor, but then you're nervous and then they're nervous. And there's so many people. There's not just cameras. It's like, it's not like it's a closed set. Although I think they do have more closed sets with sex scenes.
Yeah,
but you know, you get production assistants, best grip, you know, mic guys, you know what I'm saying? And you're not making a full on porno, but I feel like it has a lot of that there. And then how many takes are we doing? Are you doing like 10 takes of this? You're like, no, get on top of them again. You know, so, I mean, I'm sure it's like, I'm sure there's some nerves there, but I can't imagine. Like most of the time I hear people say, the people that I like anyway, that I like, I tend to like really admire are the ones that flat out say, we're playing pretend. This is what this is. This is the most fun job on earth. We're playing pretend. Yeah, there's stressful days, but anybody that says it's not a fun job is not doing it right. You know, I always wanted to be an actor. I loved doing plays.
I want to be an actor.
Like I've always, you know, I almost fucking in the back of my mind, I remember I was like, I'm going to graduate high school. I'm just going to fucking move to LA and become an actor. And I never did it. And part of me always kind of wondered what would have happened if I had done it. I probably would have died.
You would have become a prostitute.
Yeah. I was going to say, I probably would have died. I probably wouldn't have found like in a ditch somewhere with a, you know, empty bottle of booze, and
you'd have been a sex worker.
Or a sex worker.
Yeah.
You know, jerking off men under the bridge for
right over there off of Rodeo Drive. Right. Yeah. Just think you and you have to get ready for tomorrow because you're doing your first kiss scene with a Dust Till Dawn Selma Hayek.
Oh, I thought you were about to say with a Dust Till Dawn's George Clooney. And I'm like, I am going to get a little nervous.
I'm talking about that Dust Till Dawn Selma Hayek where she was at her hottest. And tomorrow you're doing your first kiss scene with her.
And it's just a kiss scene. And I got to tell you this.
Just a kiss scene. Right, you've waited your life because you've watched.
I've waited. And I come in my pants.
So how do you avoid that as an actor? As an actor.
I don't.
How do you not come in with a adamantium cock?
How do you not? I think you have to pretend and like act your way out of it. Pretend like you're not kissing Selma Hayek somehow.
Who do you pretend to kiss then?
I kiss Gollum. I don't appreciate the Gollum references as of late. But
I'm just saying, you give me that opportunity now, I'm going to nail this fucker out the park.
Hey, I'm not saying we wouldn't nail it out the park.
You make me an actor at 19. I'm still acting right now, baby.
Right.
I'm perfecting my craft.
It would be weird, though, if you are married and, like, you know, you do all that and you come home to the spouse. Like, that's why I feel like, you're right. Like, I think if you're married... And you don't have, and if your spouse is not an actor,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's probably really weird. If they don't work in the industry and they're not familiar with it, then it probably wouldn't last. That's why I think that stuff almost never lasts. Like it's no surprise to me that Arnold had infidelities. You know what I'm saying?
Because I mean, look at freaking, I guess. The first round of Ben and J-Lo.
Sure.
Like how many husbands has she had? I'm Ben Affleck and I gotta come home to J-Lo, but here comes Jennifer Garner wagging her tail in this new scene.
Right. In Daredevil. And then let's not forget you're fucking making out with Liv Tyler and Armageddon for Christ's sake. Jesus. Right.
And the same thing with Pitt. Pitt had Aniston.
And then not even the... Not
here
even
comes the Tomb Raider, riding my cock.
Come on now. Billy Bob Thornton was molesting those tits on the red carpet. Now listen, forget about the sex scenes. What about all the parties, the after parties?
And the after parties.
And you see so-and-so and they're drinking.
The camaraderie.
Come on, and you're out all night?
Right, you're on set with her like 48 hours, then you got to go do press junkets.
Right.
We're together all
you're
the time.
You're traveling. You're staying in hotels.
You're
partying.
Right. I'm coming to your room later on, Jennifer. Fuck it. Right. Have fuck a drink. It. Let's
I'll
settle
eat
down.
Your pussy. Jesus.
I talked to J-Lo already. She's okay
with it.
Let's me and you talk about Alias.
Right. Let's talk about Alias for a little bit. And by Alias, I mean your ass.
Right. That's
really
what happens.
We're really trying to get canceled tonight, folks.
That's what happens.
That's what I'm saying. It's
at least that's what
world.
Would happen to me. That's what would happen to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't have made it. Especially
let me get that bedazzled devil to grant me three wishes right now. That's my first wish.
But isn't there always a horrible catch though? That's the problem.
Yes, it's definitely a horrible catch because I'm sure there will be sexual assault charges filed against me.
How do you get your way out of that with another wish?
I have to. Use that beeper, dial 666, and she'll bring me back.
Did you see that the Immaculate movie with Sydney Sweeney is opening? Like they're doing special showings. I mean, it's already playing in theaters, but they're doing special showings for $6.66 for $6.66. Wow. Like they are straight up going full devil on that shit, and they're promoting it like that. So like, and people have lost their minds. Like some people are like, yeah, it's fucking awesome. I think it's pretty clever marketing. But then some folks are just coming out of the woodwork like, and you are not saved.
Hmm.
Like that seems like it's almost, I'm not a superstitious type, but doesn't it seem like it's maybe pushing it a little? Like Aren't you a little scared? Like some fucking something might happen during the movie.
Some lights might just fall from the ceiling.
Right, or like the mark of the beast will answer the call, and
and some things you just don't play with.
Some things you can play with. Segway. Now you can actually purchase your very own Megan. That's right.
I saw that.
I don't know if she's full AI. I don't think she can do stuff like full commands or anything like that, but she's a full size like Megan you can have in your home. Costume and all.
Does she have a pussy? Oh, Carla. God knows why she was a dyke.
I think that's the show. It's just fiction.
Mm.
In Gotham City must be allowed to die.
Roused.
I know you're really proud because you think you will, huh? But I think it's time to learn how to use your tongue. Yeah. You say you want these to be even and you want these to be fair. But you're afraid to get your teeth cut in my pubic hair. If you're lying there expecting me to suck you on a dick, you're gonna have to give me more than just a token lick.